We go now to the world of show skiing. It's a type of water skiing involving some jaw-dropping stunts. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on WPR. Our guest today knows a whole lot about show skiing. He's president of the Rock Aqua Jays out of Janesville. Tim Cullen, it's great to have. It'll be great to talk with him today. Tim will tell us more about the Aqua Jays, what they do, and what's behind all their success. They are 23-time national champions, after all, so they know obviously a lot about it. Are you a fan of competitive water skiing? Have you seen water skiing shows or competitions in Wisconsin? Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Tim Cullen, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. I really look forward to the conversation.
Yeah, I do as well. How does a water skiing competition work?
Well, this is kind of fun because a lot of people have the idea of what a water ski show is based on what Tommy Bartlett had done for many, many years up in the Dells. And so what happened about 1975 is we started a national tournament in Janesville. And show skiing, for tournament-wise, you get 60 minutes to put on your very best water ski show. And you put it to like a play or a musical or a movie. So it has a theme to it. And then you have that 1 hour to perform different acts like pyramids and barefooting and jumping, ballet acts. It's all choreographed. It's all got music to it, costumes. It's just a unique sport, I'll say that.
Yeah, it is indeed. I've had a chance, living in Madison, I've had a chance to watch the Mad City ski team.
Sure.
Many times they'll perform on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon, and it's always fun to watch them in action. They've been fairly successful as well, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They're a very good team. Madison is a very competitive team. Between them and a couple others, there's some really top, good, talented teams in Wisconsin that we'll have to do our best in order to come out on top this year.
Well, you're president of the Rock Aqua Jays water ski show team. What's your role as president?
Oh, gosh. As president, it seems like I have to do a lot. But we have a team of about 185 members, and we spread around that work and responsibility. So that helps a lot. But I'm in charge of overseeing the business side of the sport, I guess you would call it, because we have the show side, and we have a show director for that. I'm more for the side of making sure we have the funds needed, the insurance coverage, the sponsors that help support us, and then keeping track of all that to make sure it runs smoothly, because we are an organization that's been around since 1961, and I've been president many times. I love the organization, and I love the people, and especially really enjoy working with the people of Janesville, whether it's the city, the parks director, or the city manager. We get great support from the city.
And how did you get involved in all this? Were you a water skier yourself?
I was a water skier. I skied in the shows from like 1983 through 2003. And then my knees and my back said, that's enough. And so I had plenty of years on the water and enjoyed skiing. And now I'm a boat driver for the team. So I still participate and compete, but I'm just, you know, in a different capacity. My dad drove boat for the team for almost 40 years. And that's how we got involved. He joined the team in 1977, and he was a boat driver since then. And so, when the family joined, I joined and got involved and had just a great time water skiing.
I think there's, aren't there even awards for boat driving?
That's right. In fact, we have a boat driving award. You have an announcing sound award. My brother is, my oldest brother, he's the announcer for the team. He's probably the most decorated national champion announcer out there because he's been doing it pretty much since 1986. And so You know, we have a lot of longevity. There's a lot of families on our team that if you stick around for 1 year, you stick around for 10 years or more. And that's how we continue on and build the team.
Yeah, I wondered about that. You've won the national championship 23 times. What makes your program so strong year after year?
Well, thank you for recognizing that. I would say it is because it is a family sport, and we promote that family atmosphere, because if you're under 16, you have to join with one parent. But I think it's ingrained in our culture that we want to do well. If we're going to put time out there, we want to compete, and we want to win. Not that other teams don't want to win, but I think we have the foundation to make a successful year with our competitive attitude, and then our production of costumes and music, and then the execution with the boat driving and how we do our acts, and all that combines to have sometimes luck, sometimes a good preparation, sometimes both of that. But to win 23 national titles, there's only been 49 national tournaments. We're pretty proud of that.
I would think so. You know, you mentioned costumes, and I'm recalling an interview I had last week with Mike Beno, who's editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, and they had a story in the magazine about a gal by the name of Kate Drager of Saner.
Sure.
Who has made over 6,000 costumes.
I can imagine she. I know who that is, and I would think our team has made at least that many. But hopefully, I think we spread it out amongst more than one individual. Thank goodness. Otherwise, man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, she makes costumes, I guess, for several teams, probably in her area, but sometimes out of her area as well. And they use a Lycra.
Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah. You want to use a really light, stretchy material because when that gets wet, it makes it a little tricky to use. But here's the fun thing is, Larry, is this summer our show is based on the old TV show called Hee Haw. You probably remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we call it Ski Haw just because we're fun like that, I guess. And the guys are wearing denim overalls. Well, not really stretchy material, is it? But they got good protection in case they hit the water hard, but not the best thing for water, that's for sure.
No. So that's the how do you decide on a theme for a show?
Well, that's fun. The fun part of it is the show director has probably a couple ideas, and they change it each year. And so they come in, and this year is David Raisin. He comes in last September and says, okay, we're going to do Ski Haw. And he's worked on it. And then, you know, it could be a movie. We've tried something like Toy Story, and last year it was Ghostbusters. That was a lot of fun to do. And then we can make up original ones like we have in the past, you know, loose interpretation of a play or like something very unique, like a color rush, color teams, I guess you'd call it. And, yeah, it's just whoever has the great idea to bring it forward, and then you have to make it come alive.
That's great. Tim Cullen, our guest today, president of the Rock Aqua Jays Water Ski Show Team. Join in with your own questions or comments or maybe an experience to share. Love to hear from you. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Taking a look at water skiing today and zeroing in a bit on show skiing. It's a competitive sport, and our guest today to talk about it, Tim Cullen, president of Rock Aqua Jays Water Ski Show Team. Great to have him with us. Tomorrow on the show, just a quick mention here, Scott Craven returns to give you an update on Wisconsin wildlife. And you'll hear the story of how a Wisconsin farm family takes care of their land. So we're looking forward to that as well. Right now, you can join in 800-642-1234, email to talk@WPR.org. I assume, I got a question from John, I assume that preparation is big. It involves a lot of things, not only just sort of basics, but then how do you design all of these unique routines that are done?
Yeah, the part about the preparation and the practice of it, it does take a long time. It's more than just a couple days here. So we actually start indoor practices in November of each year, every other weekend, at an indoor gymnastics place. That way you can practice building the pyramids that you do and the routines and getting all the choreography down and just the repetition of it over and over. Because you get some new members out there and just want to get the people in mind of how they do that act. But, yeah, it's the practicing of it. And then once we get to May, then we get on the water, and then we do practices twice a week, Monday, Tuesday night. And then we have shows starting in Memorial Day weekend, and we do shows Sunday and Wednesday. So we get a lot of practices, a lot of shows in there throughout the summer, and it just makes it for a labor of love.
Yeah, I live near Lake Monona here, and I often see, I'm sure there are members of the Mad City Ski Team out there practicing, and I'm usually out there very early in the morning, like 6-ish, and and they're out there cruising around the lakes, around the lake, and it's fun to kind of watch them. Walk us through some of the best stunts your team can do.
Oh, sure. We pride ourselves on a couple key acts. We like to think we have an overall show that's very good. But I'll take the one that you'll see twice in our show is our pyramid. So the ending pyramid of the show will have one boat, and it's a good-sized boat, obviously, has three 300 Mercury engines on them. And so that's 900 horsepower, and it's great because Mercury is the Wisconsin company up in Fond du Lac, right?
Yeah.
Great, great company, great product that they make. So that one boat alone will pull a 50-person pyramid from a sitting dock start. So you have to have a lot of horsepower and coordination to pull off 50 people off the dock at one time. And they will build up 3-4-tier pyramids or more, depending on what we can do that summer. So that is one big key event. And then we'll do a girls ballet act in the show. And that ballet act will have 30 girls out there on the water one time. They take off the dock on a single ski, go around a few times, and come back to shore. They do a routine on the dock. They do a routine on the shore. And that's pretty impressive to see that type of activity behind one boat. With that many skiers, it's really, really impressive. Then you have to make sure it's safe and coordinated. So that makes it a trickier act to do, too. And then I'll say two more quick acts, one of them being our barefoot line. So we have two boats with 300 engines on them. So there are two of the triple rigs, we call them. One of them pulls the pyramids. The other one pulls a barefoot line. The barefoot line act is usually all guys. It has about 20 guys barefoot skiing at the same time behind one boat. There's a Guinness Book of World Record of that. We hosted a couple of those one time. But in our normal show, you'll see about 20 behind a boat. And that's pretty neat. And then the last one I'll feature is our jump act. We have guys going off the jump doing front flips, back flips, one ski, two ski, a Mobius, one ski back flip with a full twist. It's amazing what they can do off a jump. And as a former jumper myself, I'm just in awe of what they can do out there.
I would think so. You know, and these pyramids are what intrigue me a bit, because you might have, like you said, three or four high.
Yeah, right. And
they're all being pulled. How do you get started with that? Because there's different, you know, it's hard to imagine how it gets started.
Right. It is unique that way. So all the guys start on skis and all the girls start on the guys' shoulders. And so let's say you have 24 guys skiing, you have 24 girls on top of them. And then the girls climb up and do the pyramid formation. And that's where the coordination and the practice comes into play, because it doesn't go straight up. It kind of leans back a little bit, obviously. And so the higher up you go, the longer rope you have to have. We have a great video out there on YouTube. You can find this, Rock Aqua J's Pyramid. And the girl on the top of the pyramid wore a GoPro video on her head. And it made me appreciate how much I was being on the bottom of that pyramid, because I would never climb up on someone's shoulders going 30 miles an hour up 4 or 5 tiers high. That's really crazy to do.
Yeah, it is indeed. And there's many opportunities for disaster to occur, I would think.
It is tricky. Yeah, it gets tricky. And safety is obviously number one goal. And then you know, the execution of it and make sure it happens in the right way, but it does take a lot of practice.
And it can hurt if you go. I'll share one. I was going wide open, and I don't remember. I don't know how fast we were going, but it was really fast. And I was doing some little jumps and over wakes, and I got a tip down.
Oh.
In the water, and that took care of my knee for the rest of the rest of the summer. So it's a sport. I mean, all right, you're falling in water, but you can still get injured.
Oh, for sure. You know, when you come down off a jump that high up in the air, or like you're saying, you catch a tip, or you're out barefooting, that water can feel like concrete. So you're right. The pain of hitting the water is nice to be on water, but when you're going that fast and unexpected, it's hard to brace for it. And that's where most injuries occur. A lot of eardrums get damaged because you hit the water, turn your head. That force of water is not good. Shoulders are problems, and knees, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. So I was going to ask you, how dangerous is the sport?
It obviously has inherent dangers with it there, but luckily, you know, you have the precautions of wetsuits and flotation, and, you know, a lot of these acts that require releases in the boat. So the person, if they're holding someone above their head, like a doubles routine, they would pull release and not be injured. So there's definitely some inherent injury in there. We tell people at the beginning of our show, do not practice these on your own. Please ask for assistance or join the team, and we'll be glad to teach you how to do this, because we might make it look easy, but it is pretty difficult.
I can believe that. Believe me. I thought I was doing pretty good when I could just start as an individual off the pier.
That's good.
I was a lot younger then. I wouldn't try it now, that's for sure. Oh, man. What about specialized equipment? What special equipment do you use that a recreational water skier might not recognize?
Oh, sure. There's everything from the jump skis. Obviously, you have to have a specific type of ski that's secure to your foot, flexible enough to hit the ramp, and then have a small rudder on it. So jump skis are out there. Then the girls use swivel skis, where the skis stay stationary, but the binding can swivel around 360 degrees. And that is unique. A lot of these skis now are also pretty big and light because different materials over the years have changed. So you have that part of it. And then, like I said, you have helmets, you have wetsuits, you have the rope itself, of course, and then the boats. So there's a ton of equipment that goes into it. And then when you get to a team like our size, and the Madison team, you have, you know, a big budget to maintain all that. And it's not cheap, and it's all for the love of a sport that you do pretty much just 3 months of the year and perform for the public. Even though you can practice all year, you really condense it down to 3 months of the whole year.
Yeah, I would think so. And back to those costumes for a minute, because I wonder how do you guys do you have somebody a specialist make those for you, or does everybody kind of make their own a bit?
Great question. We're fortunate on our team to have 3 or 4 good seamstresses that really enjoy making costumes. Well, obviously we can reuse some, but yeah, they'll have to make new costumes for a pyramid that has 50-some people in it, or a ballet act that has 30-some people in it. So, yeah, we make our own, so that saves a lot of money. But, we're very fortunate like that. Some teams don't have that, and then they can buy them at rummage sale that we have for our show skiers, or they can pay to have them made also.
Yeah. And you, we mentioned, you mentioned boat driving earlier. What makes a good boat driver?
Well, I like to think it's a person who is conscious of, you know, the safety of the acts of the people they are pulling, but then also watching ahead of them, because we do a couple acts where you have multiple boats, four or five, six boats at one time, pulling a lot of skiers. So the coordination with, on the radio, the getting the speed right, making sure everybody's safe, and then just hitting the speed and the pattern that the skier needs to be successful. That's tricky, especially when you have so many variables happening at the same time. So it takes a lot of effort and coordination to practice that routine. And if we're lucky to have multiple drivers on our team that can do all that. Plus, we have a few backups in case we really need it. But yeah, it's that's a tough part. This tough part to do. And if we're noticed, if the boat driver gets noticed, that means we probably didn't do a good job because you should be watching the skier behind us. Yeah.
Cheryl emailed that her kids ski with the Mad City water ski team. The entire family is involved, and this year they were fortunate enough to go to Australia to compete in the World Show ski event. They won.
Yeah, the USA team is fantastic. And, you know, just like, you know, Mad City ski team in Janesville, we encourage all the, y'all, like family memberships. And it's the weirdest sport where you can be, let's say, 10 years old out there water skiing in our show, and your dad can be right there with you, or your mom can be. It's a very weird sport where the whole family can actually participate and compete at the same time. It's not like, you know, softball where the 12-year-old out there playing softball, mom and dad are in the crowd. You can actually be in the same sport with your kids. And I think that's what makes show skiing unique and special.
You're hosting the 50th National Water Ski Show Championships in, I think it's August 8th through the 10th this year.
That's correct.
What can people expect to see?
Oh, thank you. This is our big premier event of the summer. It is the 50th tournament. It started in Janesville in 1975. And so this year we're starting on Friday, August 8th. That will be an individual competition. Then we'll have an opening ceremony. That'll be something special to this event. So come down to Janesville Traxa Park August 8th, 9th, and 10th. 8th is individuals, and 9th and 10th will have 14 teams competing for the national championship. And hopefully we'll get a great turnout from Janesville, Madison, and the surrounding area.
I'm betting that you'll have a good team. How do your a good number of people there? How are your prospects?
Well, I think it's okay. You know, we take a lot of pride in what we do. So does every other team out there. But, you know, I think our skiers are a little more geared up this year, knowing it's the 50th in our home site. We haven't had a national tournament in Janesville in many years because we wanted to host the 50th tournament. And so I think we're going to put a little extra into this one.
I bet you are, Tim. Well, It's been a pleasure talking with you today. I can tell from your enthusiasm, you haven't lost any enthusiasm for this sport.
I love it. It's a great sport to be a part of, and I would encourage anybody to go see the Madison Show or us in Janesville. There's like 30 teams around Wisconsin alone, so you can't go too far without finding a show ski team.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I was just knowing from that interview I had last week that there are several in northern Wisconsin as well.
Sure is. You know, Tomahawks, Attack, all those areas up there have a team of some level, and please patronize them also.
Tim, thank you very much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. Let's do this again down the road. Thank you.
I would love it. Thank you, Larry. Have a good day.
You as well. Tim Cullen, president of the Rock Aqua Jays water ski show team. They do they're really good. Really good. And so is the Madison City water ski team. And many other teams around the state, for sure, do a great job, and they're always fun to watch. Tomorrow on the show, Scott Craven's back to talk about Wisconsin wildlife. You'll hear a story of how a farm family takes care of its land. That's tomorrow. And thank you for joining us today. This and all our shows are a team effort. Our producers are Clara Neipert and Joel Patnod. Technical directors Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you for listening. And hey, stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.